We are now joined by our Bush Poll Award winner, Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Night Vision Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. Congratulations, Chase. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we will get a mic over to you. We'll start all the way in the back to your left with Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Chase, I know these Speedway qualifying sessions, you guys always say it comes down to the team because you guys just put the pedal to the floor and you know, steer it around here. But for Hendrick Motorsports specifically, you guys, you know, seem to pride yourself on speed at Daytona and Talladega. How much emphasis in the shop has gone in, not just to this race, but really to all four of the Speedway races this season, to come out and perform like this in all four qualifying sessions?
Just in general, I feel like as a company, obviously at Hendrick, we've done a great job, I feel like, in the time I've been there, and just continue to put emphasis on the speedways and putting emphasis on things that you know take time that might not be worth a whole lot, but make you go faster on qualifying day. You know, some of the small stuff may or may not help you when it comes to being in the draft. I like to think it does. You know, I think a lot of the small things tend to add up, and hope that if you have just a little bit of advantage somewhere, that would, it might help you at some point. I'd rather have it than not. And luckily our team is the type of team that continues to put emphasis on these places and doesn't overlook them. And I think there's something to be said for that, especially after last week and coming off a tough day and a failure and come back here and to still put the effort and things in the areas that need to be done, and didn't just overlook this weekend, I think was important. So proud of that.
All the way in the back.
Yeah, Chase, Al Muskey with EA Sports Today over in Anniston. I know a lot happens out here on Sundays during the course of the race, and whether you start first or 40th, I mean, really, some doesn't matter a lot, I don't think. But what does it mean getting the pole for tomorrow for you thinking about getting the double, winning the spring and then getting the opportunity to win in the fall?
Well, I just, to me, I feel like number one is I feel like our car has pace, which is a good thing. Typically in these races, cars who have pace tend to kind of set the standard, I feel like, and are able to, do some things that you wouldn't be able to do if your car didn't have pace. So I would much rather have it on my side than not. Can you still win without those little extra things here and there? Yes. But I do think it is a good thing to have if you do. And luckily I feel like our car does. Hopefully it drives well to tomorrow. And I'm sure as we start the race, we'll see some gamesmanship being played amongst the manufacturers and I'm sure that'll form up, very quickly.
We'll go down here to the front to Bob.
Tom Pockris, Fox Sports. I assume that you watched the end of the truck race.
I did yeah.
Okay, so
I barely caught it, yeah.
The fact that NASCAR made a call on the yellow line rule on the last lap, how much does that play into your thinking in the final laps, or is it going so fast, are you just reacting and whatever the call is?
I mean, in those situations, that's so hard because, you do what you think is right at the time and you kind of have to make some really quick decisions, so I guess the bottom line is with that situation, the yellow line is out of bounds, so if a guy's going to run you down there, you just need to crash him, and just be done with it, because it's not worth you being penalized for not causing a wreck. So I guess at the end of the day, you just need to wreck him and go on down the road.
Are there any other questions for Chase? All right, Chase, thank you. Good luck tomorrow.